From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Hundreds of Americans are still dying every week from COVID-19. This is according to CDC data. For the last 4 weeks, the average death rate in the United States due to COVID was 1,488. And by comparison, according to the CDC, there were 163 weekly deaths from the flu. And COVID levels are once again on the rise as this new variant makes up more than 60% of all cases in the United States right now. So joining us to talk more about this is Dr. David Pate, former CEO of St. Luke's Health System. Remember, if you have any public health questions, send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Hi, Dr. Pate.
Hi, Gemma.
So, Dr. Pate, these are some fairly high numbers we're starting to see, at least in terms of percentages. And frankly, I was pretty surprised by the CDC's data in regards to how many people are still dying on a weekly rate from COVID.
Well, yes, you're quite right. It is concerning, and it's been concerning for a little while because we've seen some of this in some other countries too, where they have had a very significant uptick in hospitalizations and deaths. And now to find ourselves here at 4 years into the pandemic with the second highest wave of infections that the United States has experienced, this should be a little bit humbling.
Oh, to say the least. So, Dr. Pate, can we talk about let's talk about this new variant. It's JN1. And there's some evidence emerging about this that it might cause more severe disease than what we have become accustomed to when we look at earlier Omicron variants.
That's right. So, and this is, at this point, it's just a concern. It's not proof. Usually we judge the severity of one of these variants until that particular surge is through, because it's not an easy thing to do. What is concerning is that, at least in laboratory testing, this seems to have much more proclivity for attaching to lung cells rather than what we saw with the variants that had more for the upper respiratory tract. And while you know, it's complicated to sort out how serious an illness the virus causes, because we have such mixed immunity, we have such mixed different populations of degrees of vaccination, immunity from, and it's complicated to sort everything out. But some of the retrospective study showed that actually Omicron wasn't milder, but it did seem milder to a lot of people because of having some degree of immunity from vaccination or prior infection, and the fact that they tended to be having more of these upper respiratory symptoms rather than what we experienced early on with people short of breath, having to go on ventilators. This latest study suggests that the virus may be evolving again and taking a detour back more towards like the early virus. Now, that, you know, again, like I said, it's complicated. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to cause more severe illness. But I think what it means is that, again, as we've talked about so many times, it's not a time for complacency. It doesn't mean lockdown. It doesn't mean you can't go about your life, but it means, you know, you might want to take a little bit more precautions. You might want to be a little bit more careful, a little bit more selective about what situations you put yourself in, because unfortunately, so many people have not had the recent booster, aren't up to date on the vaccination, and then they have waning immunity. And now this virus, with potentially the ability to cause more severe illness, we should just be careful.
So can we talk a little bit more then about these boosters? Because we chatted about this a bit last week, Dr. Pate, and we know that, you know, not a lot of folks have gotten this latest booster. Some folks assuming, well, I've gotten my booster in the past, I'm fine. But what are we finding in regards to this new variant and not being immune to it, and unless you get this new booster, and even then you're not immune to it. You may just get it, you're not going to have as hopefully not as serious of a case.
Well, that's right. And so the problem has been that this virus is evolving so much for a lot of different reasons. One is that we've done very little to decrease its transmission. And as we've talked long ago on the show, the more the virus transmits, the more people it infects, then the more cycles of replication, in other words, making more of itself, it goes through. And when it's making more of itself, what it has to do, it'd be kind of like if I dictated to you and asked you to type out what I said, there's a very good chance you might make some errors. And mm-hmm. That's what also happens when viruses replicate. When that code is being replicated, they make errors. And those can be mutations, and they can be of several different types. But what happens is that with enough of these exposures, it's selecting out for which mutations seem to help the virus the most. And right now, what we saw earlier is the mutations that seemed to be selected for were those that made it more transmissible and more contagious. What we're seeing now with this JN1 variant is it's selecting for more immune evasion. And that's probably because we're allowing this virus to spread, even though we have a background of a lot of previous infections or vaccinations or both. So it's having to find new ways to get around that. So if you're relying on the vaccines from a year ago or older, unfortunately, they're not going to be as effective. In fact, there was one study that just showed that if you haven't gotten the recent updated version, your protection is slipping down to close to what the unvaccinated protection is. So what you want to do is make sure you get this booster. It does help against this variant. As you said, Gemma, it's not perfect. It's not going to necessarily keep you from getting infected, but it should help protect you from getting severely ill. So please get a booster. And the other thing is, it's not just for older people. We're seeing a lot of long COVID in younger people, including kids. I really encourage everybody to think about getting this new updated booster if you haven't already.
So let's talk a little bit about long COVID, Dr. Pate. I think sometimes this gets lost in the background 3 years, into this pandemic, right? And COVID being a reality now. But there are, you've noted that there are some early reports that long COVID rates from certain variants might be higher than we actually thought before.
Yes. So what we've seen is up until recently, the data's been hovering around some numbers, but probably a good estimate is about maybe 14% of people might get long COVID with the first infection. Now, this is from the early part of the pandemic. And there is some suggestion that the likelihood of getting long COVID may be related to variant. Some of the earlier variants being arguably worse for causing long COVID. And some people got, I think, a little bit complacent thinking, well, with these Omicron variants now we won't have as much chance of long COVID. That's possibly true if you've never been infected before. The problem is what we found is that while it's about 14% with that first infection, it's about 25% with the second, and it's about 38% with the third. So the point being, the more infections you get, you are going to be at higher risk for it. What we also have found out is that the highest protection against long COVID is vaccines. And those people that have gotten that initial series, plus that first booster, plus this updated booster, they are the most protected from long COVID. The fewer vaccines you got along the way, the less protected, but you're definitely protected more than if you're unvaccinated. And then the recent reports that are concerning, while I just reported the numbers of what our experience is, there are some countries reporting that with the more recent variants, that they've seen rates of long COVID as high as 75%. That is hard for me to believe right now, but I think whatever it is, obviously they're seeing something that is much higher. And again, I just would urge caution to people. First of all, long COVID is miserable for a lot of people. And while some people will get better over months or years, we are still having people with long COVID that hasn't gotten over with. And we find problems with thinking clearly, with sleep disturbances, with energy levels, and some people severely enough affected that they can't even work anymore or go to school.
So, Dr. Pate, what about low vaccine uptake before somebody gets infected? How does that play into all of this?
Yeah, so the getting vaccinated before you get infected, first of all, offers protection against severe disease. But the other thing is, it's now been pretty convincingly shown, it offers protection against long COVID. Not a guarantee you won't get it, but it offers protection. And so you definitely want to get vaccination before you get infected. Now, we are doing some trials of people that did get long COVID and now vaccinating them. And looks like it may help somewhere around maybe 20% of people with long COVID to get that vaccine. And there's a reason it makes sense, but I won't go into right now for time's sake. And then the other thing, so it's, you want to definitely get vaccinated before the infection, but then after, when you get infected, there are things that we can do to decrease your risk of long COVID, especially if you're one of these folks that would be at higher risk for long COVID. And that's particularly people that get severely ill. But one is taking antivirals. And for example, Paxlovid, if you are at higher risk or older, that can avoid you, keep you from getting severely ill, which will lessen your chances of getting long COVID. And then we also have another drug that has shown some good evidence of helping protect against long COVID called metformin that we can prescribe early on in the infection. And these medications can help lower that risk as well, especially if you've got prior infections, because as I said, your risk is going up with each infection.
So Dr. Pate, I only have about a minute left, but I really quickly want to get to this. And this is a new measles outbreak in Pennsylvania. We had a small one here in Nampa recently.
We did. And this one in Philadelphia is heartbreaking. First of all, it at least the latest count I've seen is now 8 people infected. It was one person who got infected overseas and then went to a children's hospital in Philadelphia, the worst possible place. 3 people got infected at the hospital. When one of the children infected was sent home or exposed and they were supposed to quarantine, unfortunately, the parents didn't. They sent the child to daycare. That child then infected 4 people at the daycare, at least 2 that I know of had to get hospitalized. I mean, this is just really tragic because people underestimate the long-term problems that can happen with measles. And because of time, we won't get into that. But the main thing is get vaccinated. Make sure you're taking the MMR. Your child should have the first dose between ages 12 months and 15 months, second dose between ages 4 and 6. It's those children under a year that haven't gotten their first vaccine that are the most vulnerable for infection. This is one of the most contagious viruses we have, and most vulnerable for long-term, serious, even deadly consequences.
Oh, that is heartbreaking, Dr. Pate. Well, as always, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. Really appreciate your expertise.
Of course. Thanks, Gemma.
We've been talking with Dr. David Pate, former CEO of St. Luke's Health System. Remember, if you have any public health questions for Dr. Pate, send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.